So I would like you to form teams of four or maximum five and get into groups, four or five. And then all of you can write the answer, but one of you can write in such a way so you can read out loudly what is the answers of your group. Shall we start? So you can slightly turn around your seats and we'll get to hear what everyone is saying. Okay, this group on my right, first group, what does the seed represent and what does the soil represent? Who is going to read it out? For the microphone is given. Yes.
Seed represents the word of God and the soil is your heart.
Soil is your heart. Thank you very much. All agree with that? All right. All right, can pass it on to this group, the microphone. What are the four kinds of heart described here? Okay, tell me. Tell us. Give the mic to him. You qualify.
Heart. No, it is heart. Just that we call it as the condition of the heart.
So heart, but a condition. Qualifying word to explain more clearly. Anything on the seed? Anything on the seed? Qualifying?
We agree.
All right. Okay, this group, what is the four kinds of heart?
The wayside heart. The person who hears but does not understand. Then it speaks of a stony heart. The stony heart is a person who hears, receives, endures for a while. A thorny heart, who hears, receives, but eventually gets involved with the world. Lastly, the good heart, who hears, understands, and bears fruit.
Okay. All agree on that, by and large? You may have shades of some adjectives that will be different, otherwise all are same. All right. This one, group three, question number three. Now this is a one. What is a parable? And how different is it? It is from Aesop's fable or stories from Panchatantra?
So we thought parables have practical stories with eternal relevance.
A practical story with eternal relevance, yeah. And?
And different from the other, it's probably those are practical, but really don't have any eternal relevance.
There's no eternal relevance, okay? Let's pass it on that group. Anything different you found or something?
It's a practical story with It's an earthly story which brings heavenly meaning.
An earthly story with heavenly meaning. Okay, very good. And how is it different from the other ones? The Panchatantra and Aesop's fable. Any idea how it is different?
So, it's so kingdom values.
It has
Aesop's stories and Panchatantra are stories with moral values.
With moral values.
But parable is a story with a kingdom value.
Eternal value. Thank you.